I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Disaster creates gospel opportunities in the Philippines, and church-based loans help believers in Thailand. Stick around to hear how God's moving behind the scenes in each of these headlines. We'll begin today in the Pacific Rim of Fire, where the Philippines are in the midst of one humdinger of a natural disaster season. World Mission CEO Greg Kelly says 10 of the most 12 disaster-prone cities in the world are in the Philippines. In the south near Mindanao,
they've been hit by a number of 6.0-plus earthquakes. Now, they get about 2,000 earthquakes a year, so getting a cluster of them in such short orders is not anything new, but the devastation and the intensity of these in particular are what are so unique.
That was in between tropical storms. Now, thousands are fleeing incoming Typhoon Ramon. World Mission's church partners are responding to humanitarian needs.
They're bringing rice, they're bringing beans, they're bringing filters. When these disasters happen, a lot of times the water is filled with bacteria and infrastructures, utilities are damaged as well. So we distribute a lot of water filters in this area of the Philippines. It takes us about $20, but it will filter water for a family of 10 people for 3 years.
Here's the thing.
These are basic expressions that soften that previously hardened heart. So they're at the place where they'll receive Jesus. They'll talk about the Lord. They'll listen to the Bible. And in many cases, they become followers of Jesus. And we see churches planted.
Next, over a million international students are studying in the United States right now. Mark Papai, Director of International Student Ministry for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says this is a great opportunity to reach the nations.
Now, we have about 500 chapters in InterVarsity that have international students involved in them, and they become part of the flow of the chapter life together. So that includes social outings, meals together, lots of tea and coffee drinking together, and building those kinds of friendships in the context of which we have the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus.
As much as 75% of international students in the U.S. never see the inside of an American home. This Thanksgiving, let's change this. InterVarsity is helping everyday Americans connect with international students to host them in their homes.
My organization is at intervarsity.org, and you can search on those websites to make a connection with a staff member in your city or near your location who would be elated to hear from you about having an international student or two or 10. We've had 24 at our house for Thanksgivings in the past. And it's such a delight to bring the world around your dining room table.
And we'll close with a question. How do you respond to blessing? One community in North Thailand has turned a church-based loan program into a cycle of growth. The loan program began here 18 years ago through Farms International, and today it grants more than 100 loans a year. Going even further, they started two new loan programs for the region, according to Farms' Scott Clifton.
And when I say a new program, that means they're identifying a new committee that'll oversee a separate loan program and will reach new people that will be able to then take out loans for the purpose of generating more income, like agriculture and small business.
This community is now working on a third new program. Businesses are as varied as the loan recipients, as long as the proposal is sound. Profits go to invest, purchase transportation, and support churches, which in turn supports the gospel.
When we hear that, we might be tempted to think of it just as material gain, which is great to break out of the cycle of poverty that they're in. But these are pastors, these are people who love the Lord, and they're using whatever they have as tools for the ministry.
Join the movement by providing seed for Farms Loans.
The committee that oversees the program, they see other areas of need, and it's natural that they want to share something that has helped them with other people. And so as their ministry is expanding in these areas, they also desire to start new programs, and they have.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.